The Undertones emerged from the punk rock scene of the late 70s with a bright, crisp sound and a distinctive lead singer named Fergal Sharkey. This Irish group disbanded in 1983. Rykodisc has recently reissued all four of their albums. Rock critic Ken Tucker salutes The Undertones as an underrated band. It's not that urgent.
The chorus of that song goes, "Here's more songs about chocolate and girls, it's not so easy knowing they'll be heard." That's the sort of thing the Undertones did best, capturing an adolescent self-consciousness that even extended to thinking about all the people who might be listening to their music. When the Undertones started out, they were teenagers in Derry, Northern Ireland. Influenced by punk rock's speed and anyone-can-do-it spirit, the Undertones had from the very start a unique sound in the scratchy tenor voice of Fergal Sharkey. The Undertones were intent on never growing up. Just look at their song titles. Boys Will Be Boys, The Way Girls Talk, Girls That Don't Talk, and even a cover of the Chocolate Watch Band's Let's Talk About Girls. Well, that's just about all the Undertones ever did. When, given their hometown, some critics wondered why they never wrote about Ireland's troubles, they responded with a song called It's Going to Happen, a hopelessly vague attempt to be political. No, the Undertones were always best when they stayed within their own little world, ogling girls and bad-mouthing stuck-up kids like the one in My Perfect Cousin. Now I've got a cousin called Kevin. He's sure to go to heaven. Always spotless, clean and neat. As smooth as you'll get him. He's got a fur-lined sheepskin jacket. My ma said they cost a packet. She won't even let me explain that me and Kevin were just not the same. Rykodisc has four Undertones releases, all of them containing bonus tracks of previously unreleased songs. If I was on a budget, however, I'd just get the one that's clearly the best, most coherent album they made, Hypnotized, from 1980. All the music I'm playing in this review is from that disc, and it sums up everything that made the Undertones a great little band.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.